Blog Talk Radio.
It feels so good to be cared for. Back up now, just a little more. The feeling someone's always there, just to show how much they care. The feeling you're not alone. Now she's a part of your home, with so much to protect each day. Caring goes a long, long way. Nationwide, on your side.
Good evening, everyone. This is a product of the Beverly Nation Online Radio. This is your ONE host intern show, and I am your host, Soul T. Williams, on the air now from Lagos. Dial in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, ask questions, give a testimony. Brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Tonight is a special night for me because it's a path that I walked on. But before I start off getting into spirituality versus reality, the introduction, I would like to share to you this poem. It's called Encrypted. For once, I would like to see man stand as one, yet greed seems to conquer all and no justice for one. It's a shame we can't even touch the things that exist within. Punishment of the soul while we live a life of sin. Complication comes and goes as the clock counts down, shortening the lives of many that stands around. Yet all of us as humans have a purpose in the forbidden land. It doesn't just exist in one, but to conquer it all, it would take all to stand. Blood runs through all the same way God planned for us to be. No satisfaction for many, and no room for some to flee. So who determines how one should show his or her real life? Destruction for man and man-made creations for bad health. We all have a code that don't and won't be dismissed till the day comes for one time to leave our existence. No matter who you are, you will not outrun the destiny. You are only promised death and its follow-up to all we see. Plenty of Lies contains the knowledge of the simple life. Yet to push forward as God's children, we must turn loose the strife. We must want the best for us in the light of God. Instead, we lack the faith in the storm and can't travel through the fog. Blinded materialistic presence, the controls of minds, invasion of the devil as we waste time. Man invented machines to read our DNA. The code runs deep in the soul, so what you see is not the way. Man searched for the answers that man seek to know. The answer is not on this, so where else to go? By the time you find the answer that you destroy all around to contain, you will be standing before God. Then how shall you maintain? Selfish acts of eagles that can't even fly, not caring the less fortunate as they may walk by. We all got a code and a plane that can't fly. Man can take your body, yet your soul is encrypted. Tonight, I want to share with you a little twist of me, a little twist of my reality, a little twist of your reality, and a big twist on you finding your spiritual self all together. It's not about your belief in religion. It's not about your belief in who you are, what you walk as, what your image may be, any of that. It's the separation of your reality, which is your five senses. Look, smell, feel, touch, so on. But then it's the stuff that becomes spiritual when you start not being able to know what this is. When you see something, you see, oh, deja vu, for instance. It's a mixture of everything that you can possibly think of. But when it comes to spiritual, it's all the things you can't see, but that exist in a realm that surrounds you in your everyday life. And you don't even know it. You wonder why, the devil made me do that. Sometimes it ain't the devil. Sometimes it could be your spirit done picked up on somebody else's energy and switch or shift it, so to speak. Or let's say you're a transformer. Okay, you was a car at one moment, now you're a robot that's shooting up everybody. The universal language speaks within all of us. Everything that you is of, as a human is of the earth. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. You're going back in biblical times to where spiritual aspect was more of a belief. But then came the reality where man wanted to sort of blend into your reality. They wanted that control, which is another story. So let's rewind it back. The introduction of spiritual versus reality. Spirituality is the first breakdown, because I want to wake you up into what I meant in my poem. The poem, again, was named Encrypted. this poem was designed to tap into your spirit. It helped me because when I wrote it, it made me understand who I was facing in the mirror. A mirror is very important because your reflection is always the reflection of somebody else. Believe that if you want, and don't believe it if you don't. The reason why I say you should believe it, because your reflection is that energy that your spirit gives out, which is also that energy that other people picks up on, spiritual being. Negative is the most powerful energy that's out there because it's more consuming than the regular positive energy that will overcome in time. And why I say in time, because patience is what you need to have, which is another reality sense because of your flesh. Again, the separation between the spiritual and the reality. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to break down a movie for you. Matter of fact, I got two movies for you. The second one is going to be a little bit deeper. The first one, I'm going to allow maybe some questions to kind of be popped in if Brother O would see fit. I also want to take my time as well to thank the O&E Network, Looking Glass Entertainment, Beverly Hills. You know, I want to thank them for giving me the time to be expressional for who I am. I want to share some stuff with you. I want to give you some real talk on some real situations that we make and do to better ourselves. And this is what it's all about. It's about building on a positive aspect that can keep building positive. We don't want the pyramid sense, because the pyramid sense was done regulated to this negative aspect where, okay, the only person that really profit from it is the person that's on the top of the pyramid. That is not what our ancestors meant by that. Take that American crap out of there, because that ain't our lives as black people, or whatever sense that you may be, because that was the universal language that was given to all before it was even any nation, which is still all nations. So let's rewind again. Reality. Anything that is in the sense of your flesh. Okay. Let's take it to the part of the Bible where it say that you should burn up thy flesh, which is the sense of growth, which is meaning that everything that is in your past tense should have been your past tense. Don't be like the wife of Lot. Turn around, turn to the pillar of salt. That's the most hardest thing to get off you. If you believe that you can do better in life, you can do it. You can manifest everything that you believe in. You can be in a spiritual sense. You can start seeing things. So the first movie that I'm going to break down in, and y'all got to excuse me because I'm a roller coaster ride for real. I'm going to take you in so many ways and so many options, but I'm going to bring it back to what I'm trying to break down to you. So the first movie I'm going to break down is The Matrix. Some of y'all may not be into The Matrix, but The Matrix is one of the most hardest movie that became, to me, a sense of a wake-up, because you're controlled by a system. So I'm going to break The Matrix down to what's going on in our lives as today in people's reality. All right. In the Matrix, you plugged into this machine. This machine gives you the certain ability to withdraw, should I say unlock abilities. And like today, you in this system where you are controlled to where you got to pay taxes, you got to pay this bill here, you got to pay that bill here, but you struggle to even get to that position to where you were. You plugged in where you can control what you want. spiritual sense. Okay, so when you in the matrix, you in that spiritual sense. But in your reality, you miserable. You tired of going to work. You tired of working for this person. You tired of going through this. You tired of hearing about racism. You tired of hearing about slavery. You tired about, you just tired. You constantly tired because this system is designed just to give you that lack of energy that you need to be great. Now, how can you block that? How can you overcome that? How can you live a better life spiritually, which is kind of like subtract some of the reality that you need to reset. Most things that bother us as humans, no matter what color you is, black, white, purple, yellow, I don't care. It's in the universe. But the most thing that we suffer from is the ability to support. We lost that support as a community, as a nation. We want to give all our rights and stuff away politically to one man that will make every decision for us. But we got to go out there and vote for them. We got to worry about if we doing this. Reality. Spiritually, you wouldn't even care about none of that. Why? Because your faith is already in the God. You're letting God work in you. You're letting God do what you want to do. You ain't setting no boundaries. You ain't controlling every aspect that you do. Your decisions is more great. So when you take the matrix where Neo was able to fly, he was able to stop bullets, in that sense in the spiritual world, you can do that. But do you believe in yourself enough to do that? Brings again to reality. Why do we allow ourselves to suffer through this? I had within the last 2 weeks, and I'm going to make this a special edition, selfish. I'm going to break down selfish to you in two different ways. One biblical and one man ability to use it against you. Biblically, the only selfish act that man could have put upon another person was upon himself. There is no such thing as you being selfish towards anybody else. A lot of us struggle with that. There is no selfish acts towards nobody else. The Bible spoke of the only way you could be selfish is upon yourself. That's where it came to you and God. So in reality, when somebody be like, oh, you need to quit being selfish. You need to do this. You need to do that. That's a sense of control. If it works for them, that's their power. So again, they using they matrix against your reality. Perfect way to say it. If you can read it, if you can't catch on, press one. Hey, chime in, let me know, slow me down, because like I say, it's a wave that's coming, and I'm going to help you see so many other things, and I'm going to help you understand what it is and to really be tapping into your spirit. Gain that power that you have. Everybody have it, but it's only greater when you use it for the act of good. You can't say, oh, I'm a Christian and I hate white man or I hate black man. That ain't gonna work. That ain't gonna work. Because regardless of who you is on this earth, when you stand before God, all them opinions and that advice that you took from every other man ain't gonna matter when you stand for God. Regardless of what you believe. My belief don't require me to give you exactly what I give you. So what we're going to do is we're going to go into a track. We're going to pick it up from here, and I'm going to give you some more real stuff. Brother O, hit that.
I'm wishing on a phone to follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream.
Follow where you are. I'm wishing on the stars.
yeah, that music put me in the groove. So we gonna go continue on, but we gonna bring in the caller one on this next show. So express yourself.
Hello, Soul T. Williams. I love your name. How are you?
I'm doing lovely. And yourself?
I'm doing great, sweetheart. It's Jerry Petito. You know, I'm listening to what you're saying, and I think you're awesome, and I love what you're saying. I agree with the majority of what you've said. The one little tiny speck I don't agree with is you can have selfish acts, be like a parent to a child. To me, that's selfish when a parent does not take care of their children. So, but everything else you said, and even about selfish acts, I agree with, just not when it comes to that. But having said that, I want to read a poem for you. Is that okay with you?
Oh, I'm lovely, lovely.
Okay, all right, sweetheart. So you don't really know much about me, but I'm an O&E host as well, and I'm also an author, poet, and all that kind of stuff. And I wrote a book on addiction. And what you were saying really resonated with me about control and what they're trying to do to us, mentally, physically, all that. And I feel the same way about the rooms, AA, NA, and all that. I feel like they're trying to keep people addicts by telling them they're powerless, by telling them to fake it till they make it. I don't agree with any of that. But I want to read this poem, because it resonates with even what you were saying, and I appreciate it. Face it till you make it. Okay? Hold on 1 second.
All right. All
right, here we go. I got it. Okay? Fake it till you make it is a term heard so much. I don't really agree. It's living with a crutch. Not just for addiction. All life lessons, my friend. That's a sad in life. To live until the end. I'd rather go by a saying more real, face it till you make it in spite of how you feel. We gotta grow up, put our past behind. In spite of our hurt, there's greatness to find. I'd rather go through life smiling every day, holding up my chin, all good things to say. Positive thinking and actions likewise throw out a force up into the skies. What we protect is what we will earn. What we project is what we will earn. Karma is real. We each have a turn. Your thoughts are wired to make you think. With what you do can make you think. Keep all your thoughts uplifting and real. Feeding your mind crap destroys how you feel. So don't put out crap. It comes back to bite. Stand up real tall and just fight the fight. I promise you this, if you face all your fears, it may be quite scary, but will add to your years. One day you'll be happy with who you now are. Just look at me, I've really come far. I look in the mirror and like what I see, but most important, I really love me. I just wanted to share that with you, and I think what you're doing is incredible.
I love that. I love that. I really appreciate you bringing that up on the, you know, upon the show tonight. And thank you for sharing it.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Solid footsteps. Suddenly the ground seems to harden beneath my feet, introducing new obstacles in which I meet. Yet my body feels heavy, planting me in the soil, pulling the body completely out of the box and stricken oil. Rain that powdered the ground do not weaken my movement, driven with the intent to succeed, and there I will not flinch. The path contains motions which will carry thigh to the land beyond, maintaining of my spirit, and I will stand strong. I shall not slip, nor shall I fail. I fall off track. Prayers are soon to be answered, as the Lord has my back. No man, no woman can never take and cause me strife. Distant to all mankind, yet close to my own life. I shall prevail not because I want, yet it is thy will that wants and haunts me. Fulfilling not only desire, but the strife that strives me. For yet I am alive, and it is indeed the strength of all that is kept. Eternal fire burning within, then thy fold and thy soul, thy will, and solid footsteps. So, let's take it to part two. Reality versus reality, versus spirituality versus reality. The introduction. Now, let's take it to the reality sense. My greatest movie, and it may shock us a lot of y'all, then it may not. My best movie I love of faith and belief was The Book of Eli. Through this whole movie, when I first saw this movie, I thought Denzel Washington really, you know, he was able to see. You know, I'm thinking, yo, he cutting these people up. Yo, he's really doing this for his belief and what he had in his hand. Now, it's a twist to this because once I get you to the point, I'm going to rewind it. But to carry on, I was surprised that he was blind towards the end of the movie. So he was actually fighting and what they would call blind faith. So before I get too further into it, we're going to go to caller two, bring him in, give you a chance to speak your word, ask a question, give your testimony.
Good evening, soul brother. How are you this evening?
Good evening, my brother. How's it going?
I am well. This is Jarek, the Gifted One Thomas, with a little tea time. How are you tonight?
I am lovely, man. I recognize your voice. I was, you know, I'm looking for your feedback, bro. So, you know, just
you right on track. You right on track. See, you right on track. See, I'm into the Matrix movies. And I got the Book of Eli in my actual collection, so I already know where you're going with this topic tonight. I'm definitely enjoying the conversation that you are bringing to us tonight. I'm definitely enjoying the way that you are making us think tonight. And I have a piece that I want to do for your show. It is entitled...
The stage is all yours.
Okay, I'm going to do it for you right now. It's called Truth Be Told. And before I do it, I just want to get into this little message real quick. Truth Be Told is about someone who's lost their way and they're finding their way back. So I'm going to get into it right now. If there was a map for the journey I had to take, how do I know I'm on the right path or that the road would be as bumpy as it has been? I've lived my life shaken up, tossed around, and never knew if this was right or wrong. And for so long, I didn't know my up from down. Truth be told, I didn't know if I would land on my feet so much that I didn't know who I was. I stood in the middle of chaos, stress, and despair, looking up in the air for a sign of clear passage. Then I fell down on my face looking for a trace of what seemed to be a level road made what seemed clear disappear. In the midst up ahead, there was a man who stood at the fork in the road, and he asked me, which road would you go? For he knew both roads that lied ahead. The first road was short, quick, with roses and joy, and the second road was long with pain and a lot to gain. At first I was ready for the roses and joy, and then I heard the voice of a little boy crying down the other road saying, no, 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 surely that's not the way to go. He told me that the other road seemed to be sweet, short, and simple, and he found out it was all a gamble. His hands were bloody, clothes torn, ripped up, and his face was covered in tears. He said, listen, traveler, don't go down there. He told me, I went down that road quickly as it was laid out to me, and the roses lost its sweet scent, and the thorns began to cut me. Get to my other page. Da-da-da-da-da. The joy was really nothing more than a bunch of noise that got really loud, and the simple road was jammed up with a lot of speed bumps. I had to turn around and begin what seemed to be a run for my life. And the man at the fork said, wasn't so sweet, was it? The boy said, come here and look at me. I bled so much, I'm tired. I've asked the man at the fork, why? The man told me, my dear boy, you chose this road. The boy advised me to look down this road here, where you are, where you and I are standing. You can see it's a long and wandering. The man at the fork can see this coming. I'm asking you, are you coming with me? But I sure wouldn't mind the company. You do have to choose. And I did see for myself, I'd rather go the long way. Truth be told, I should have come this way a long time ago. It was the best for me.
That's what's up, Brother Jared. I appreciate you bringing that into us. You know what I'm saying? Sharing that piece with. Yo, that piece is on point because, you know, you channeled your energy in so many ways into it that I enjoyed that roller coaster ride myself. So I can feel you on that ink spill, bro. So we're going to go into another track, and then we're going to come to the part three where spirituality crosses reality together.
Like a kindle fire.
Welcome back to the O&E host intern show. I'm your host, Soul T. Williams, calling in from Logos. Call in at 516-453-9133. Press 1 to get in the queue. Come conversate with me. Come build with me. It's all about building. It's all about togetherness. Now, before I go on, I'm going to explain. I'm going to go break down what I explained in part 1 of the series, the introduction, spiritual reality versus reality. I use the matrix as a spiritual sense of being plugged in. Now, to the second part, we bridge into, I was explaining the book of Eli. Now, the book of Eli is deep because it goes way beyond just that movie. If you own a Bible, if you read a Bible, if you really was into the Bible, so should I say, years ago when I was young, that was a task that I had to do with everyday life. My job was to come home from school, pick up the Bible, read the scripture from this scripture to that scripture to that scripture, from Genesis all the way to Revelation. Now, as Paul is right there, all my life I dedicated my teachings and stuff to at that time because I was young. I was trained in that area that the Bible was the word. The Bible was for us. Now, don't get me twisted. I have belief in the Bible. But I also have belief that the Bible was tampered with. So let's go to the book of Eli, the movie. He's a man of blind faith, literally blind. He had faith that he can get to where his destination meant for him to be. He made it there. He delivered the Bible. Then he died. Reality. His faith was so strong that even bullets wouldn't hurt him. No weapon formed, upon me that can, hurt me. That was the most powerful part of the Bible. I mean, the movie. It's also the most powerful part of the Bible. But is that the most powerful part of your belief? Do you believe that? Do you believe if you get shot right now in the street that that bullet ain't going to hurt you the way you ain't going to fall or that, you only man. Our weakest part of us is our flesh. So the book of Eli is a good example of being reality. Well, his faith led him to where he led, where he wind up at fighting people, cutting people arms off, doing this all with a sharp precision machete that was guided by a force of an unseen force, spirituality. His belief was so strong that he believed in God. He believed in what he was doing. He believed everything that he was doing was right. So, here comes where spirituality bumps into reality. Most of us in this world these days don't believe in stuff we can't see, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? It's cool because we're not judged by the things that we don't know. And I want to say that again. You are not judged by the things that you do not know. Not like man. Man will judge you. Man gonna judge you for being hungry. Man gonna judge you for anything. Man gonna judge you for being homeless. But it's okay. It's all right. It's not about what man wants you to be. It's about who God designed you to be, who God needs you to be. some people would say, oh, it's a joke that God got us out here to planet. He gave us free will to decide whether we're going to be good or we're going to be bad. Stop. Let me stop you right there. If God wanted to, he ain't had to give you no choice. He could have just wiped you out just like that. Now, do you believe that spiritually? But what do you face and believe in reality? So, here's another breakdown where spirituality connects with reality. Most of us believe more than what man teaches us to believe. He gave us the Bible. Did you realize that the Bible is actually missing a lot of chapters and books out of it? The book of Elijah was one of them. You know, some of Deuteronomy is out of it. A whole lot of Revelations was taken out. Okay. The Song of Solomon was switched up. How I know? Because I'm a reader. I'm a poet. You know, Song of Solomon was my favorite book out of it. You know, that was like my beginning. So we're going to take a break real quick. We're going to take a caller, give them a chance to express themselves, bring in a piece, you know, to ask questions. So caller number 3, what's up?
Keith, it's our set of Queen Ray. How you doing?
Oh, what's up, Queen? How's it going? I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I am loving your show. You are dropping some deep, right knowledge, and I want to let you know how phenomenal you are doing tonight. And I'm loving
it.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it. But, you know, I'm trying to balance myself because I'm trying to give it to everybody the way they would understand it. Because, you know, like I tell them, you know, I'm a roller coaster ride. I would jump from here to here to here, then bring it back to there. So I'm hoping everybody be able to keep up because I really want to give them this insight, you know what I'm saying, or what I'm trying to guide them into. Because I'm not a teacher. I can't never teach you how to find your spirit. You know, you got to guide yourself. You got to accept who you are. But I'm going to get some tips on that later on. But, you know, that's a different little thing. But I'm glad you came in, you know what I'm saying, and showing some love and, you know, support. Because you powerful yourself now. I mean, yo, you got some knowledge. I had to sit back and just listen to you sometimes.
Well, thank you so much. But you're doing a great job and keep doing what you're doing. We are loving it. And the ONE Dynasty team is supporting you all the way. Good job.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So that's my sis, Offset. Yo, she's a powerful, powerful speaker. Yeah, I mean, she can give y'all some knowledge from... Ooh, man, I'm just telling you, she got that knowledge. You know, follow her, you know, link up with her, you know, learn anything, even with Brother O, you know, Brother got some strong stuff. Everybody with the ONE Dynasty, you know what I mean, we really coming with some real stuff for y'all. So I'm going to go ahead and break it down, part 3. Now, matter of fact, I'm going to cut it on our part 3. And I'm gonna bring part 3 back in with the second show. So I'm gonna give you some tips. I'm gonna answer some questions if you have it. So I'm gonna give you the opportunity to really let go. You know what I'm saying? Really get in. You know, get into yourself again. This is the ONE host intern show. I'm your host, Soul T. Wells. Come conversate with me. Get some. I'm not going to say some answers because I can't answer for your life, but get some guidance to how you could find you spiritually, how you could, you know, get that boost, awaken yourself. Give us a call at 516-453-9133. Press 1, join in the conversation. Share a testimony, share a poem. I mean, all that, because I love poetry, man. Poetry was my beginning. You know what I'm saying? That was my alpha. it still is, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, I may not have no, you know, Omega. I might not have an ending. So, you know, I'm a flow with it flow. But we got a track coming up from the old Spin Net. Remember when I was young, watching my parents and my aunts and all dance to that song. And I can remember trying to dance with them and stuff like that and get popped upside the head. So I had to get my little ass out of the way. So, but getting back to the show, we got a caller for him, you know, come speak with us, come talk with me.
Hi, peace and blessings, brother. How are you?
Peace and blessings. I'm finding yourself. What's your name and where you calling from?
I'm Sister Bessie the Truther. I'm one of your fellow hosts.
Oh, Sister Bessie. Oh, I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Oh, yes. I'm calling in to support you. You're doing a wonderful job, and your voice is so smooth. And I like the fact that you brought up The Matrix and the Book of Eli. You know, and another movie is one of my favorites is The Avatar.
Yes.
You know, I used to, when I watch a movie sometime, I would sit down and write down what was the message in the movie. A lot of times we watch a movie and we just watch it and just shove it by. But a lot of times you got to look in and see what the message is.
It is, because it's a lot of messages out there that's trying to reach out to people, and everybody's just taking it for a movie. I mean, but
yes,
everybody don't have that sight.
Yes. I have a poem also, if it's all right to say. I've never spoke this poem before, but if I may.
Yes, please. It would be an honor to have you share it on here first.
The poem is called As My Heart Falls. Into these wicked trials, the world looks as a fallen place. Cramping my style is a forever race. To fight may be a here nor after, like the tears of the Nile. A sad place to exist, like the cuts on many wrists. Holding on is a mighty risk. In this life, it's a horrible take. Invisible heart smiles has disappeared with no trace. Believe that life was grand. Now I'm sinking in quicksand, hoping for a powerful lift from above to ask for a wall to keep evil out. And now I'm finding my soul in drought as earth becomes lifeless, and it's not our fault. Love has been lost, replace with wicked and dangerous hearts, surrounding with a can't see for the darkness. Oh, what blindness. There's no chariot in this space. Is it too late? Is it too late for our fate as my heart falls to a crawl? As my heart falls, as my heart falls.
Oh man, I like that. Yes, thank you for sharing that. Right, that was a roller coaster ride by all by itself. I enjoyed that. Thank you for sharing that.
Yes, and I'm enjoying. Keep up the good work. Love you, brother.
I love you too. Thank you. So that was I love poetry. So to be given this opportunity, this platform, y'all never know where I may come at. Just be prepared. You know, like I say, I'm a tsunami wave that everybody don't expect. But ready or not, I'm coming. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to break this down like this. Part 3 is going to be my next series on my next, you know, show, but I do want to share some tips and some ideas with you of what I did to become worry-free. I don't stress about nothing. I'm in control of everything, you know, from my bills to certain aspects of my life that normally would just bother you in a reality sense. So my first step to actually being spiritually awoken. I mean, you could be spiritual, but to be spiritual awoken is that manifestation that you should desire, because that way you have so much more control of everything that you have in your life. And what I mean by everything, I mean that you have sense of a control of your emotions. You will be in more control of your decisions. You won't have to think twice about what you, you know, what you need to do. You would think instantly, okay, this is what I need. Not because that you feel that you need that, it's because you're going to hear it. You know what I'm saying? You always get that second voice that's in the back of your mind saying, oh, don't do this, don't do that. You know, TV put it out to be the devil on one side and the angel on the other side. Nah, you know, literally that's your spirit speaking to you. If your spirit's saying, oh, nah, you get a vibe, oh, nah, you know, get yourself away from that area. It's always a way that your spirit will try to speak to you. So to get in constant contact with your spirit like that, I suggest that you just look in the mirror, face yourself. But next, we got a track coming up, and then we're going to roll. Brother O. I'm in, yes, Carl Walsh. I'm in a movie and I'm in a song. And I don't know why, for some reason, I wanted to watch Cars. But we're going to get beyond that. But, yo, on my last, you know, what I want to say to everybody is that, you know, I'm not trying to come out there and teach you nothing. I'm not trying to make you convert. I'm just trying to help you give you an understanding of how you can become better within yourself. You know, if only you allow yourself. We stunt ourselves as humans so much that we just don't know the power that we have. Our unity is more power than we can ever have. If the whole thing we have to do to come together, quit talking about it. Come together. I mean, we got things we got to fight every day, but don't be afraid to come together because somebody is out there trying to keep us apart. Black, white, yellow, purple, green, yellow, it don't even matter. It ain't going to, it's only time it's going to matter is when all of us come together and look beyond our own differences. Doesn't matter. I mean, black lives matter, white lives matter, green, purple, yellow, orange, purple, you know. All lives matter. Yeah, it does. But it ain't going to matter if we all don't care about each other. You know what I'm saying? You can be a Christian. You can be whatever religion, Jewish, Buddhist, Father. You know, I studied seven different religions just to be who I am, which y'all will learn further down the road. But as of right now, I'm just giving you the introduction of what I'm trying to bring to you, what I'm trying to help you or guide you. First thing to do is face yourself in the mirror. Accept who you are. Talk to yourself. What I mean by talk to yourself is make a comment to your appearance in the mirror. Don't say nothing back. Let your spirit do the talking for you in the reverse sort of sense. You ain't got to answer yourself. Your spirit going to answer for you. But face yourself. Know where your wrong is. Know what you're doing wrong in your life. Realize your flaws. Accept your flaws because that's stuff you cannot change. You are a flesh. God told you automatically your flesh is going to be the strongest thing on your body, regardless. So face yourself in the mirror. I'm going to give you part two of my path I took. Part one was facing yourself in the mirror. Whenever my next show is, you know, I'm going to give you the second part. But this part here, do it on a daily basis, morning, noon, night, before you go to sleep. Face who you are. You know, that's a part of you accepting you for you. Then once you accept that, everybody else is going to accept. You know what I'm saying? Then it's not going to even matter because you're going to be great in yourself. To the sister that came on with the first comment about the selfish act, mothers are exempt from selfish acts. And I'm going to tell you why. Because a woman that has a child will give her life for that child, especially when it comes to love. That motherly love is way different. That is way beyond this universe. It's surrounded by this universe. So a mother love comes from every woman to an aspect. Every woman. I respect every woman that's listening. Don't ever think that your selfish acts is worth somebody taking control of you. Because your selfishness is only a self act upon yourself. So to the sister that, you know, I'm correcting that, mothers are exempt from that. Selfish is not a word. It's a sense of control. So we're going to go through this like this. This is my last final thoughts. Remember, face the mirror, face yourself, know yourself, know Thy Neighbors. That's coming up soon in the long run. Know thy neighbors, know yourself. In goes he time.
Well, well, well. Outstanding performance tonight by our intern, Mr. Soul T. Williams. And tomorrow night, I will be able to spotlight the same man on my show. You know what I mean? The award-winning Honeybee Files. Tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern. Daylight time on these O&E stations. And, of course, Devil Nation is advertising to O&E, which is Oladeli and goes into prostitutes, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com, as well as and Ngozi Primetime on that, devnet.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Oladeli and Ngozi at Terminus and Google+. Oladeli and Malaya Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, the O&E host intern show, as well as the historic Beverly Nation Online Radio, established 2013. And any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight, oladelay. That goes with my and gmail.com, and I am. The International Internet Radio, producing and shining for the class of 2021, but most importantly, your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladeli Malay, when he goes to saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. For the next 2 minutes, you have Soul T. Williams. Take us home, sir.
So I'm going to drop it just like this. I'm going to give you a little taste of me on the ink erotic side. Another part, but like I say, I got a lot of twists. Stuff in my ink. This is called Chocolate Caramel Delight. To describe you will take me forever and a day. Forever and a day. The list goes on and on. But tonight we're going to bake. We're going to turn our eternal oven on to the highest point till we can't turn the knob anymore. Let us preheat the air surrounding us. Thinking about all the mixing and beating we do with our tools of love. Not leaving out one single season. As we sit by the fireplace laughing in after, and after everything, everything, that's just is a reason. Having us a great time. Thinking about the night that has coming. Lost in our own world, we didn't care, for we was in heaven. Angels flying, there was no denying, the time was just only 7. And I'm thinking, will I? Control my reasons why. I just wanted to reach out and hold you. Since the night is so young and the food is almost done, I can't go wrong. I'm just ready to use my tongue. Destined to be a good man, let me stand, take your hand. My blood is on fire. Your world I admire. The position of love is that whole, and they will never have your soul. What just say, boo, in my John B. voice, because you became the choice in the love of things that you do. Again, I can go on and on till the sun come and gone. And when our airplane take flight, it's going to take all my might. Waiting till I can have my chocolate caramel tonight. This is Spirituality versus Reality, the introduction. Stay tuned for part 2. O&E Destiny. Peace.